I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
A little exhausted from yesterday from getting the time capsule put in the ground.
Big one.
Big time capsule got put in the ground yesterday with a lot of items, which we went over.
The wind pants were there.
The wind pants. Marty's wind pants are in there. Made it a life-size cutout of young Ben,
yes.
Which we said is not that big.
No.
But it made
Wouldn't
it
be a
in.
Challenge to be in there.
There's a lot of things in there.
Life-size cutout of Ben is regal.
Imagine that popping out and all of a sudden.
Oh, Ben.
And then Ben's there. Ben will still be alive. We will not be there. Jake will be there. Jake and Ben would
be
there.
I'll be in my 80s.
Yes.
Ben will be in his 70s. I'll be in my 80s. Mid-80s.
Scotland will be in her 50s.
That scares me. Yeah.
That'd be incredible like that. So we're going back to arts and skills of yesteryear. Arts and skills of yesterday. So it's Wallpaper Wednesday. Shindaddy is teaching the youth they'll be looping on how to do wallpaper. Jake, back in our day of me and Sip as a young person, as soon as someone moved into a house, they put new wallpaper up.
Right away.
It was a common thing, and it was a skill set to put a wallpaper up. And it was kind of a, you had to put up with water and like paste, and it was a skill set. And you go into a house, and you just re-wallpaper the whole house. All of a sudden, you have a house like now, it's just drywall? No.
Nice.
You'd wallpaper it. It was an incredible skill set that people don't know. And there was people in town that were wallpapers. That's what they did.
They hung
wallpaper.
Water and paste.
Water and paste. Check in with this from
what
the stool.
Was it?
You know what I'm talking about, Stephen?
I 100% know what.
Jake, do you even know what wallpaper is?
I had wallpaper in my house in Iowa when I lived there.
Wallpaper.
Golf
And
wallpaper.
Then there was a big thing.
Did you have golf wallpaper?
I sure did.
If you were going to go over, do we wallpaper over it? Do we tear it out? What do we do? It's a lot. So Steve Shindaddy is teaching the mechanics of wallpaper today. So they have big just walls of drywall inside the bank. Nope. Inside there in the lobby, and they're practicing for the kids to do wallpaper.
Loop City.
And so they're looping today.
Yeah, they're looping.
And to get a chance for everyone, gets a chance to do hands-on wallpapering. You don't see it much anymore.
So he's not dressed like a banker today. He's dressed more like a laborer.
Laborer, yes. He'd have some overalls on.
But he could still bank, though.
He'll still be banking. He'll still bank. You get to come in, teach it, know about it. Jake, it was a thing of beauty. And it was a common like that. What are they doing? They're re-wallpapering the house. And there was usually two sets of, and usually ladies, the ones that did like that, they did the wallpapering in the town. That's who handled it. And it was great.
What was on your golf wallpaper?
I just guys swinging the club. Like Walter Hagen type person. Old type of golfer.
Say what? Who?
Walter Hagen, Ben Hogan.
Walter
I would say those guys, but the old
Ben Hogan.
Ben Hogan.
Walter
yes.
Hagen.
Yes.
The old school type dressing, you know.
And that was in your room?
In my room in Iowa.
Yeah. Anybody text in if you had wallpaper in your house back in the
Someone
youth.
Says this though, Bill. Now this is surprising to me. Okay. Texter says, Bill, it's coming back. We just put up wallpaper on our home renovation. Is Shindaddy onto something here?
Might be. Maybe he's bringing the historical back. Well, everything. How many times you hear this one? Then it'll go full circle.
Yep. It'll come around
back,
again.
Come around that bell bottoms have
denim,
been back.
Denim, bell bottoms.
Yeah, everything's comes around.
Flannel shirts.
Yeah, it all comes around. Might be. I didn't know that was a deal.
Scott in Minnesota just put up three different wallpapers at his house. I guess it is coming back.
Did not know this.
The idea.
Okay. We've hit on something here. Shin Daddy's hit on something.
Shindy knows what's going
on. Now, he says, Scott says, just one wall per room for an accent wall is why they did that. Okay. So, are this, the accent maybe accent wall is big here.
I couldn't imagine wallpaper. Going to Laura and go, I don't want to do some wallpaper.
Well, do we need an accent wall?
An accent wall. Hmm. That tells you something.
Chad in Texas says, Bill is on this one, right? He's, my mom wallpapered for a living, and I still don't know how she did it and making it look good.
Hmm. Really, there's, and the great one, there's no bubbles in it. There's no anything.
That's the key.
Because here's
water
the deal.
Paste.
If you think it's hard to do. Steve, we grew up in this one, too. You'll love this one. This would be, go back to the, this is 70s, 80s stuff like that. Let's go back in time. There'd be a couple guys in your class, there'd be several that did it, that took the time to do their own window tinting, their own window tinting, and it never turned out, ever. If you did your own, there was always
Rodney
bubbles.
Bunk.
In, like that?
Rodney Bunk, Lisa's brother, did
Lisa
that.
Lisa did it. They had it own. And it was a big deal. And you try to get it just so, and it never was just so. Doug Johnson did it. Doug Johnson had it in his yellow Camaro. He had it.
Nice.
He had it in his yellow Camaro.
Nice. He had a yellow Camaro.
Yeah, the yellow Camaro was sweet. Yeah, it was really sweet.
Black racing stripe, I hope.
I think it did. I'm pretty sure it
should.
Did. It would have been about a 76 Camaro, maybe. Ooh. Maybe a 79. I don't know.
I like the yellow look. All
yellow
the
look. And then he tinted his own windows. Yeah.
Cody says, I work for a residential remodeling company, not Steinert. Okay. They've been adding wallpaper to one bathroom walls all the time.
Okay.
I had no idea.
I had no idea it was back. I'd never even know because it was.
Shin Daddy is onto something here.
And the ladies that did this in town, they were all in their late 50s to early 60s. There's no one doing it at age like 25. The wallpaper people were. It was a limited group. And it was a small group to be in that group.
Where would you go right now to get wallpaper?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Are you going to Home Depot? And
I don't know.
Where's your wallpaper?
And it was a big deal back. It was easy. If you went to a hardware store back in the 70s, they had wallpaper there. You purchase it there.
I'm sorry, where?
At Hardware Hank,
okay.
Or at Gamble's,
anything
like that, a local hardware store would carry wallpaper.
I think a millennial might look at it and go, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, they carried it. Yeah, it was the old man. The mom and pops hardware stores in small towns, they were epic. Midrick's Hardware in Pender was epic.
Josh and Davey says my parents had a fall forest scene in the basement with deer and wood paneling.
Oh God, what is
Let's
that?
Let's go. What better times.
Better times.
Let's go.
That would be
wood paneling.
Wood paneling.
Shag carpet.
Shag carpeting.
And a fall scene with deer.
Deer and
oh my.
You tell me you
Let's
living?
Go.
Do you have photo proof of that, living? Josh?
Let's go.
Is there a photo of that, please send that in. Because that would be, and we all said that going down in that basement, and it had been very narrow steps.
Yes.
Very, very narrow steps going down into that basement.
Oh, I threw Adam down our steps a few times.
Adam.
There's one last question before we move on. Sean says, is Shin Daddy's going to teach the removal of wallpaper as well? That process sucks.
Bill?
That was a very in-depth.
Is he teaching that or not?
Today is just the install.
Today's just the fun part.
And then it would be discussed, can we wallpaper over it? And usually it's like, no, you're going to get bubbles in that if you do that. And they would know. They would know.
Don't doubt them.
You have some proficiency in this. It's interesting. Yes. The bubbles are a problem.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that should be a very entertaining day at Midwest Bank. Thanks
any
to Shin
food,
Daddy.
Any food? Like, will he supply some snacks?
Well, they're always snacks. There'll always be snacks, right? They'll be old school. There'll be Twinkies. There'll be Chips Ahoy, non-chewy, the regular blue bag.
Yes.
The regular blue bag right there, and then string cheese.
Okay. No Chex Mix?
Twinkies
no
Chex string mix. Cheese. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's string cheese.
Twinkies are the best because they're like a 28-year shelf life.
Oh,
imagine
I think more than that, Bill.
They'll last forever.
They never go bad.
They never go bad. And I tell you right now, I've not had a Twinkie forever. If I had one right now, it'd be incredible.
Yeah.
You know exactly what it would be. You know what it tastes like? Like it did in 1974. It tastes exactly the same.
Not stale.
No,
beautiful.
Nothing.
But you, now, hold on. You got a Twinkie in front of you and a ho-ho. Where are you going?
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. HIMS.com/early break. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
It's hard to say, but I know where I'm going exactly. It's Ho-Ho.
Oh, yeah. 100.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Ho-Hos were trouble.
The Ho-Hos were trouble. Especially if
you couldn't stop eating those.
They're individual foil, Jake. Yeah. Individual foil. And they throw them in the freezer, and you really got something.
Never did that.
Oh, yeah. We always threw ours in the freezer.
Is that right? Well,
the question was, were they better than Swiss cake rolls? The same exact thing. What was better?
Ho-Hos
or Swiss cake rolls?
Yeah, Ho-Hos.
Ho-Hos were lethal.
Jake, that's like the, I don't know if you said a dumb question, but that's one that's
They're
close.
The same thing. It's just different brand. Little Debbie versus Ho-Hos.
I've never heard any of that dumb.
Little Debbie.
Jake's not on a heater.
It's the same thing.
Is it the same as Swiss? No, it's not. It's Ho-Ho.
It's just different names and different brands. Which one was better is my question there.
Let's just go to the next segment. Let's keep working on this. Yeah, we're on a heater right now.
464-5685. Call or text, as always. We did play a lot from John Butler and Dana Holgerson in the first hour.
Anything, is there more?
There is some more. Yeah, please. John Butler. Now, we did play the Aiden Childs audio, but he's John Butler. What is the challenge facing Michigan State's offense? It's from John Butler yesterday.
You know, we work on tackling every single day, even when we're not in pads. So it's all about leverage, angles, and a lot of times the approach. So like too many of our guys at times, like we constantly are hitting them about, we're breaking down too soon. You're getting, and we're not minimizing the space. If you look at the big run that the running back from Michigan had the other day, I mean, yeah, Marquise was right there to make the tackle, but he broke down way too far. And what happens is you give an athlete a lot of space. He has the chance to make you miss inside or outside. So the next thing is we need to get more guys to the ball. So it's not just about one guy. Like if you look at that run, yeah, Marquise didn't make the tackle, but we have to get other guys getting off blocks. I mean, that was an 8-man front defense where we have every gap fitted. And sooner or later, you've got to be able to get off a block, make a play, do those types of things. So we've just got to keep emphasizing, keep showing them, being as positive with them as we can, and making sure that as we continue to move forward, the ones that are bought into getting off blocks, winning in their gaps, getting to the ball, tackling, you know, that's the type of guys. And run defense is about an attitude. You know, a lot of times pass defense is about scheme and structure, but run defense is about an attitude. Winning in your gap, getting off a block, getting to the ball, being physical and tackling. So we've got to keep emphasizing that and making sure we're getting the right guys on the field to do that.
There you go. I mean, he addressed those key elements that weren't there against Michigan. They got to be there. And it is. I'm glad he said what he said. Defense is just attitude.
We've talked about it numerous times on the show. One thing I always brought up in tackling was you tackle with your feet way more than what you tackle with your arms. Your feet, which means, like I said, how do you eat up the grass? So that's been a common theme here on the show. It's like you have to take away space. How fast can you take away space and to eliminate that? And then also, we get to the point at LSU, and I did some of it here also, was that don't stress the missed tackle as much as be able to go shoot your gun, which means like that, which means eat up space, go with proper leverage, and take your shot. Because sometimes you get in that mode of like, okay, it's almost like you break down too early. Sometimes it's like, no, go take your shot. And if you make a radical jump cut back into your leverage, then it comes to a roll call on the ball, which means there has to be population.
Yes.
And so that gives you a chance to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me.
You're fine.
But that everything you said is accurate. But the ability to you can just go through it in time and just say, okay, show me the time when you did this and you had this breakdown, it was a little bit too early. Then how many times you make successful tackles? When you did, you made them against inferior talent, mm-hmm. which means it's like the person with the ball, like anyone could tackle him. When you have to have tough tackles in space, man, you better eat that grass up. That is the key to everything.
He did talk about Gabe Moore. Do you have that?
I got that.
Gabe Moore came onto the scene kind of late. I thought in the spring there's no way he's going to play. Coach Sipple. But I think he had some injury issues. But he's come on, and he's, I'm going to say, 9 to 11 snaps every game now.
Gabe as Moore. Soon as we put him in practice. He was very, is you know, he's a player that's clearly obvious. Some guys you can figure it out right away. You know, everybody has to develop at their own pace, but he played for us a little bit in the spring and did some things that kind of was like, okay. And then he had a setback injury-wise, I think, over the summer related to his previous knee surgery that led to a hamstring or something of that nature. And he wasn't really able to get out with us. But once we put him back out there, you know, I mean, there's a fact of football that big wins. If you're big inside and you're physical, you're going to be harder to block than a little guy. And so when you look at Gabe, he's a big human that plays a good pad level, still has a long way to go from a standpoint of just developing as a player in our scheme. But the second we put him in there, I think it was a 9-on-7, he made a couple plays. He was on a rep count. And then it became like, as soon as we can get him back where he can play 3 or 4 plays at a time, we're going to play him because he was going to help us. And I think he's a guy that if he continues to come along, will help us on first down, will help us in some of those rundowns, and allow us to stabilize ourselves in our run defense.
Mississippi State transfer. He was one of the transfer big men they brought in. Jalen George was another one. Those guys. Now, you didn't see George against Michigan curiously absent. I don't know what that was. He must not be playing well. I don't think he's hurt. Not on the injury report.
Butler was not asked about him yesterday at
all. No, wasn't asked. I mean, you would have to ask the question, where was Jalen George? So it's sort of a, you know, I just don't like to single out a guy, you know. He wasn't there. We'll see if he's playing against Michigan State on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Memorial Stadium. 3 p.m.
Or on FS1, if you can't go.
FS1.
FS1 this weekend. So not Peacock. You can watch on regular TV. You have to go to a different TV for this game, unlike Indiana, Iowa last week.
Are we looking at a high-scoring game here, guys?
We see the over-under real quick.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think it's going to be even a close game. I think it's probably going to be a 44-20. And Michigan State scores late.
I'm a little more nervous.
Total
Bill.
Was 48.5 points in this game.
48.
I like the overs in that. I do.
I'm nervous until they show a little more strength at the line of scrimmage. I'll be nervous about Nebraska until they're stopping the run a little bit better and they're running it a little bit better. Every game I'll be nervous unless I see that. Nervous. Not saying they'll be bad. I just think they're going to have to – everybody knows what's going on here. They got to win close games. You don't think – I think this could be closer than – I guess
– it's still 11.5 right now. Still at 11.5.
I'd be shocked if it was. Now, like I said, if there was an advantage one way or the other where Michigan State had the bye, Nebraska didn't, since it was about equal out right there.
Two byes.
They will be very well coached.
You like Jonathan Smith?
I like him a lot. So they're going to have a good plan. They will have a good plan. I do think they'll try to slow the game down. So that might be a little bit on the overs, number of opportunities that you have. But I would think they'll slow the game
down. They
huddle
up.
I think they're going to do for, you know, or sometimes it's not even huddle to eat the clock up. Sometimes people get up, they'll fake clap, look, come back. They use the whole. They'll want to use the 40-second clock when that clock's rolling. And the play clock's rolling simultaneous.
Before we get to break, Bill, I'm curious. Last night on the house, what color were the lights?
We went with just the fall lights.
Went
with fall
meaning
lights.
Like orange. And...
I take it back. The lower dim bright. We were started off very bright, then we brought them down. We did have on a couple nights ago, was it Monday night the Bengals play like that? We had the Bengals colors on that night.
Orange and white.
So we changed it up. How can you do that? How can you have lights on your house in October 1st and change them, Jake? How do you do that?
Our friends at Neiman & Sons and also Halo Custom Lighting.
Halo.
Do you have a device?
It's your phone. So that it's installed at the house and you can change the lights. I can change it right now.
To
my house and Bill could from his phone.
I told you, I had Laura change them from Mexico. She was in Mexico on vacation. The light was not what I wanted. I texted her, please change the lights.
It's an app.
An app, yes.
Gemstone lights. Now, I put the Dolphins lights on last night. celebrate the win.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
You get rare wins. I'll take the win. I put the orange and the white and the aqua up last night.
Okay.
You're going to want this stuff,
looked pretty
too.
Good.
Yes.
Pretty good in the neighborhood.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
You know what, Jake? Every time the Dolphins win from now on, I'm going Dolphins.
Thank you, Bill.
I
That's
will
very
go
kind.
We can here on out. Thank you.
Well, I'll have them up tonight as well. Until they lose again, I will keep
Josh
the Dolphins
McGuire.
Lines up. Josh. Neiman & Sons and HaloCustomLighting.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next.
The Thrills!
On Early Break on The Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit EpicFits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.